Welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI, Long Island's number one for all the hits. Plugged Into Long Island is a half-hour interview program focusing on Long Island area issues. It's heard Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. and is available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plugged Into Long Island is produced by the Cox Media Group of Long Island's Community Affairs team right here at our studios in West Babylon. I'm Alex, your host for today's episode. Let me introduce our guest for today, Paul Rubin, Executive Director of Camp Good Morning. Paul, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Alex, for having me again, and it's good to hear you.
So what exactly is Camp Good Morning, and when was it founded?
So Camp Good Morning is a 501c3 nonprofit that was founded back in 2018. And what we do is we provide free, absolutely free bereavement camps for Long Island children who are coping with the death of a parent or sibling. Typically, they're between the ages of 7 and 17.
So bereavement camp, that's a term that, you know, not many people might not know. I certainly didn't know it before I started talking to you, Paul. What exactly does a bereavement camp consist of?
So bereavement, for those who are unfamiliar with the term, it is grief. It's someone who has suffered some sort of loss. So in terms of our camp, it is for children coping with the death of a parent or sibling or somebody in the primary household. And what we do is we provide a free weekend for kids to come to camp. And it's a typical camp, like any camp that anyone's been to. We have all the typical fun activities like arts and crafts and sports, and the kids can go fishing. There's these two games called Foursquare and the Gaga Pit, which people are probably familiar with. And they just get to have a good time. The big difference is that we happen to provide four support groups throughout the weekend, one on Friday, two on Saturday, and then one on Sunday.
And this bereavement camp, and specifically, you know, dealing with grief in particular, it's not just for like a family member, like a parent or something. You know, it also includes siblings or maybe a really, really close friend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it does provide the opportunity for kids to grieve someone who lives in the primary household. So it could be an aunt, it could be an uncle, it could be a grandparent, because we know that back in the day, there used to be what was called traditional families, and that really doesn't necessarily exist anymore. There's a lot of families that cohabitate with other family members. We've opened it up to that.
And how old are these kids that are going to Camp Good Morning?
So generally speaking, they're between the ages of 7 and 17. However, we will accept children who are 6 and a half or so, depending upon their developmental level, if they're old enough to participate in a 7 to 8 year old support group. And then we'll also accept children or teens in this case who are 18, who might be still in high school, and those who haven't ever experienced going to a camp where they can get support.
And when are these camps hosted? Are they monthly, seasonally, annually, and for how long at a time?
Yeah, so thanks for asking that. We happen to run our camps twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And our fall camp is coming up October 24th to 26th. And the reason that we do it twice a year is because we know that while there are camps that offer them during the summertime, what are the kids supposed to do during, you know, the spring and the fall? Or in that case, any adults, because we know that grief is not just relegated to a particular month or season. So what we try to do is offer them, fill in the gaps in services and offer them both in the spring and the fall. So the kids can come to the one in the spring, and if they desire and if they want to, they can absolutely come back in the fall.
So just like you said, the next camp is coming this fall, this October, from the 24th to the 26th. But you're looking for some more camp counselors and team members to help fill out that camp, right?
Absolutely. So we, you know, applications are open right now, and, you know, it's very easy to apply. They can just go to campgoodmorning.org /camper-application. And I know that it says camper, but it's also for volunteers. And really what we're looking for are people who just have big hearts and really good listening skills. It doesn't matter, you know, what your background is in terms of, do you need to have grief experience or not? You don't, because we will teach you everything that you need to know. We hold a 2-day training, which is coming up September 20th and 21st. We'll hold a 2-day training where we'll teach you all of that information. So you won't go in feeling like, what happens if I screw something up, or I don't know what to say, or what do I do in this case? We'll provide you with all that information. And it's not just about information. We also do a lot of team building activities. So you get to know all the people who are coming to help, who are like-minded individuals, who are there for the, you know, really good reasons.
So you don't need to have experience with grief management, or you don't need to have, you know, a degree in some sort of scientific field. You just got to be a good person, right?
Absolutely. The people who we ask that we have that have grief background or some sort of mental health background are the ones who run the support groups. Those are our support group leaders, and they will have experience, or their background will include social work, psychologists, mental health counselors, mental health professionals, psychologists, and sort individuals who have counseling training, as well as grief specialists who specialize in grief. Otherwise, all the other opportunities, people come from all walks of life, and they come really of all ages, anywhere from 16 to into their 70s. So really, again, as you had said, and I had said before, that really just come with an open heart, great listening ears, and to really help kids who are going through a difficult time.
You mentioned earlier that they don't need to have experience. You're going to teach them everything that they need to know, you know, to be one of these team members. If somebody was coming off the street and they were, you know, super excited to join the team of Camp Good Morning, what could they be expected to learn during these training sessions? What are you guys teaching them?
So, first and foremost, it's just really important not to try to fix them. We can't fix what happened. So that's really important for people to know, because our first instinct is to really kind of make things better. And unfortunately, as I had said, we can't do that. But what we can do is we can walk their journey with them. So when they're having a moment, when they're feeling their feelings, all we have to do is sit beside them and let them know that somebody hears them, somebody sees them, somebody knows that they're going through some heavy stuff, and they have some support. That's the biggest thing. Some of the other things that we'll teach them about what to say and what not to say, which is really important, because I'm sure all of us, unfortunately, has experienced the death of someone, whether it be someone close or someone not so close. And we've probably heard all the cliches about, you know, what to say and what not to say, specifically, God only takes the good ones. So what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that, you know, if my mommy is good, they're going to take her too? And what happens if somebody doesn't believe in God? What happens if somebody has, you know, just different beliefs, a different belief system? So, you know, we instruct people on it's, and it's not necessarily religious stuff, but those are the sorts of things that we kind of steer people away from. Some of the other things that we tell our team members is, you know, just bring your inner child. We're there to be with them for the entire weekend. And what we need to do is really participate. So if a child sees that we're not participating, they're not going to participate either. So those are just a couple of the things that we'll discuss.
If somebody was interested in joining the team, how do they go about the application process?
So again, that's really easy. All they have to do is go to our website at campgoodmorning.org, or they can go to campgoodmorning.org/camper-application. I know that I said that quick. So if they want, they can just go to the website and there's a black bar that goes across and it'll say volunteer/camper-application. Click on that and choose the one that says volunteer application.
And then one last time, when are these training dates and where are they?
So the training dates are September 20th through 21st. The first one on the 20th, which is a Saturday, is at the Suffolk Y in Commack. And then the second one we actually hold at the campsite, which is on Shelter Island, and that's called Camp Quinnipet. One of the things about the training is that in order to go to the training, one must complete the application, but they also must complete an interview. So they can't just show up. We don't accept walk-ins.
And again, if you're just tuning in here to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI, Alex here speaking with the executive director of Camp Good Morning, Paul Rubin. And like you mentioned, camp this year is going to be at Camp Quinnipet. That's on Shelter Island, right?
That's correct.
What type of activities are the kids doing at this camp? You know, is there games? You know, you mentioned the support groups earlier. I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. And maybe I have an outdated view of camp, but there's got to be a bonfire at some point, right?
Oh, no, you don't have an outdated view. We absolutely, that's one of the big highlights of camp, which is on Saturday night. We have a big bonfire. They sing repeat after me songs. We make s'mores. They can go fishing off the dock on Shelter Island. As I mentioned, we have this thing called a Gaga Pit. It's kind of like dodgeball, but in an enclosed area. And the kids absolutely love this, except it's not about winging the ball because it's probably about 25 feet in diameter about. And all the kids pile in and they get this really soft kickball and they have to roll it. They can't throw it. They have to roll it and hit one of the other kids under the knee. And these games go so quick that, you know, if you get caught out really early or even late, it only takes like 5 minutes for the game to end. So I think one of the things that the kids love the most is the running around in this octagon, but also the fact that, you know, in 5 minutes, another game's going to start. So you don't feel left out, if that makes sense. Some of the other things we have is Foursquare. We do typical arts and crafts activities. Some of them surround, grief activities. Some of them are just making friendship bracelets. Some of the arts activities include making luminaries for their parents or for their sibling. We give those kids an opportunity to draw pictures on their luminary bags, or if they want, they can write a note to their person. And then we take all of those, and the adults get to do this activity too. They get to take all of those luminary bags, and then we create two parallel lines that go from our dining hall all the way to our bonfire, which happens at night. And then we put tea lights inside these luminary bags, and the kids will walk through these parallel lines of enlightened luminary bags. And it's just a very moving moment. The big thing is that kids get to see that there are so many others who unfortunately have experienced the death of somebody very close to them, and that they know just by seeing that they're not the only ones. That's super important. One of the other activities that we have them do, which is another arts and crafts activity, is we provide them with flat stones. And on those stones, the kids, we give them acrylic markers. And again, they can write a note to their person, or if they want, they can just create a design or some kind of picture. And that's something, once the acrylic marker dries, they can take that home with them. So in that way, even though that their person is no longer alive, all they have to do is look at that stone or touch that stone, and it helps them to feel just a little bit closer. So those are some of the activities that we do.
And that bonfire in the luminaire bags, is that sort of like a closing ceremony in sort of a sense, you know, towards the end of the camp?
So that happens on Saturday night. Camp ends on Sunday. But with the bonfire, we have something where we will do something called repeat after me songs, which just are a ton of fun. And then after we do that, though, we kind of transition into our, you know, it's more of a what we call our sacred ceremony. And before that bonfire, each camper and each team member have been given index cards. And on that index card, they can write a note to their person. And our groups are broken out into 7 and 8 year olds, 9s and 10s, 11 to 13s, and then 14s to 17s. And each of those groups, one by one, will circle the bonfire. And that includes, again, the campers and the adults who are there to support them. And one by one, each camper and each team member will toss their index card into the bonfire and say, in memory of or in honor of their loved one. And that will go until each group goes. And then what we'll do is we have something very special, which is we ask our campers to send us up to 5 photographs of their person. And what we do is we will take all the photographs that were given to us and turn them into a video montage, and we set that to song. And then we'll play that after the index card ceremony. And according to the children and the team members who support them, this is one of the most, not only moving parts of the camp, but also a part that the kids really enjoy because they get to see their person again. Even though they are not alive, they get to see that memory of that person. And perhaps, you know, they're in that picture with that person. And they'll have up to 5 pictures that they'll get to see within that video montage. So it's just a very, very moving ceremony, but it's really a roller coaster ride. So we go from the highs of doing the repeat after me songs to a, you know, more solemn memorial or an honoring of their loved ones. So camp is just a big roller coaster ride.
A stat that you have listed on your website is that 1 in 11 Americans experience a death of a sibling or a parent before the age of 18. Why isn't grief like this talked about more often?
You are so absolutely right. And, you know, the, I guess the reasoning is that because it's so hard to talk about. And the reason that it's so hard to talk about is because nobody talks about it. And if we did talk about it a little bit more, perhaps, you know, there would be less individuals who would be afraid of approaching the topic. And that's why, you know, it feels so awkward to go to someone and ask about how they're doing, where in reality, sometimes they want to be asked. They want to talk about their person. So, you know, you want to talk about the fact that it isn't talked about. You may or may not know this, but 93% of teachers have no grief training. And they're on the front lines. Only 1% of teachers, you know, only 1% of teachers have taken any type of grief training in college. So what we need to do is we need to educate everyone. We need to go into the schools and provide grief training for teachers and, you know, administrators and mental health professionals. So the more that we talk about it, the more comfortable we'll be. And this way, it isn't that awkward situation when you see a child come in and you know that they just unfortunately experienced the death of somebody close to them, and then we don't know what to say. And so what do? We don't say anything. And it becomes very, very awkward and very isolating for that child. And that child feels that. So I agree with you, and we should do something about it. And that's something that we do. We go into the schools, each school district, when asked, and we will provide grief trainings for their staff. And we have, you know, we reach out to every single school district, and we hope to do it more. We are already scheduled for a couple of them coming up. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, that is an excellent point. With, you know, school starting this month, you never know what could have happened over the summer. So I'm so happy to hear that you're helping, you know, school teachers and professors and such help navigate the issue of grief. And like you said, it's just not talked about enough, so we don't talk about it. If someone knew a child who could possibly benefit from this type of bereavement camp, how could somebody get their child involved?
So it's so very simple. They can talk to their school counselor. They can talk to their social worker in the school. They will know about us. All they have to do is say Camp Good Morning. And the other thing is they can just go to our website, which is campgoodmorning.org, and they can navigate their way to the camper application. But more importantly, they'll just learn about what we do. That's really what it's about, right? It's about educating and knowing how we support the children who come to camp. That's really what we want to do. So they can go to the camp or they can call us. And that number is 631-772-9115. Any of those avenues. And we're all over social media. We try to post every single day. So whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or even LinkedIn, there's a way to reach us.
Obviously, you've been doing this for quite a few years, and WBAB and BLI have been involved in plenty of the events that Camp Good Morning has put on. I mean, I can still taste the wings from the wing eating competition, and it's been months. it's been months since the wing eating competition. I can still taste the wings. I'm not built for speed eating. Let me just say that. But, you know, out of all of the kids that you've seen, you know, come through Camp Good Morning, you know, what effect have you seen on them that this camp helps bring them? You know, how has it changed them?
I think that you'll hear from the campers that they feel less alone. They recognize maybe for the first time that they're not the only ones who've experienced the death of a parent or sibling. And that even though when they go to school, they may feel a little different, when they come to camp, everyone is just like them. Everyone has experienced a devastating loss. And it's not something that they have to shy away from. It's okay for them. They know that it's okay for them to ask questions. And they also know that it's okay for other people to ask them questions. And that's one of the things that we can do in the schools. You know, if a child is coming in and fresh off of our summer break and you know, the school knows that the child has unfortunately suffered a death in the family, you know, it's okay to approach them and say, you know, I'm so sorry. I heard about your mom or I heard about your dad. I am here for you. And please let me know, or how can I help you? That is just so important, because right away that takes a big weight off that child's shoulders, because in their mind, every day, every hour of every day, they're thinking about their loved one. So it doesn't go away.
And before we end off today, Paul, if somebody wanted to donate directly to Camp Good Morning, or if they wanted to keep in touch with you, either through socials or through the website, where should they go?
So they can either go to our social media pages, which are, again, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If they'd like to make a donation, they can certainly go to our website, which is campgoodmorning.org. And if they really want to stay in touch, if they'd like to volunteer, but unfortunately don't necessarily have the time or it's coming up too quick, all they have to do is send us their email address. And I promise, I don't like being spammed, so I promise not to spam anybody. What we do is we'll take that information and we'll just let you know when there's volunteer opportunities coming up. We'll also let you know when the camps are coming or any special activities, but we won't be soliciting any other types of advertisements.
And once again, that is Camp Good Morning, morning spelled MOURNING.org. Paul, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me here today.
Alex, thank you for having me, and have a really good weekend.
This has been Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, and 106.1 BLI, Long Island's number one for all the hits. Plugged Into Long Island is a half-hour interview program focusing on Long Island area issues. It airs Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. and is available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plugged Into Long Island is produced by the Cox Media Group of Long Island's Community Affairs team right here at our studios on Long Island.